National Director of Priests for Life. The vocation of marriage is a great and sacred calling to which so many people respond every day. And yet, once the sacrament of marriage is entered into, so many people find the road long and difficult. And I know as a priest, from the many people who have come to me seeking counseling, seeking direction, seeking advice, that so often they run into problems that seem impossible. It seems at some points that the love is no longer there, that the relationship just cannot last, that perhaps they've made a mistake. And brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things to keep in mind that can not only strengthen marriages, but also they can help those who are having difficulties in their marriage relationship. Very often, especially in the society we have today, people are just too busy. Did you ever get the sense that maybe we ought to have a day when everybody just stops everything and we all just slow down and take account of, you know, what we're doing and why we're doing it? There's just so much activity, people being pulled in a million directions. And this can be one of the things that really ruins some of our most important relationships with people. We become too busy doing good things, and we no longer pay attention to the person. You know, how does the devil tempt good people? He's not going to waste his time putting into your mind the idea of stealing somebody's car the next time you go out of the house. That would be a waste of time for the devil to suggest that to you, because if that idea comes into your mind, you're going to say, oh, that's silly. You know, I'm not even going to think twice about that. So the devil does not tempt good people by putting bad thoughts into their mind. The devil tempts good people by suggesting to them to do something good, and something else good, and something else after that. So that after a while, they're doing so many millions of good things that they forget about some of their most basic responsibilities. And this can happen in marriage. This can happen especially when children come along and everyone is involved in so many different activities, they don't have time for each other anymore. Sometimes couples have come to me and said, Father, we don't know what's wrong. Our marriage is falling apart. And I ask them, well, tell me a little bit about what you do. And they're talking about how they're diligently caring for their children and doing so many different things and taking them so many different places. So I ask them, well, let me ask you this. How much time are you spending with one another? How much time do mom and dad get to just be alone together? And a lot of times the answer is, well, no time at all. We just don't do that anymore. We have to take care of our kids. My brothers and sisters, what those children need above anything else is a mom and a dad who really love each other and who really get along. And relationships don't go on automatically. They are always hard work. They always require the time and the attention and the nourishment. Mom and dad should not stop having time alone together. And if life has become too busy for that, then life has simply become too busy. And it's time to start eliminating some of the other activities. I often told people in the parishes where I've been stationed that it's good that they come to church and they get involved in many activities in the church and they're there sometimes several nights a week. That's all well and good, except if they're neglecting their families. Because the Lord would much rather that we spend more time with our families than that we begin doing so many good things that our relationships fall apart and we end up living with strangers. One of the things that comes up too in marriage relationships that are having difficulty is that the communication breaks down when people start saying things to each other, trying to convey their expectations or their disappointments, but the other person is just not hearing it. Now, let me give you an example. Suppose somebody is saying to his or her spouse, well, you're inconsiderate of me. Well, that might be the person's experience, but it doesn't help too much just to say you're inconsiderate without explaining or describing the behavior that bothers you. It's much better, instead of evaluating the person and saying you are inconsiderate, it's much better to describe the behavior. So, for example, I have helped couples to communicate in this way, whereby I say, okay, describe to me the specific thing that your spouse did that makes you feel that they are inconsiderate. Well, you know, when he came home, he's just started talking about the things that he wants and the things that he was bothered by and didn't stop to take notice of the condition I was in or didn't even ask me how my day was. See, that's much more helpful because now that's describing a particular behavior that then we can deal with. And the other person doesn't necessarily know what you mean when you say that they are inconsiderate or that they are not playing their part. Instead of evaluating the other person, describe the behavior that might bother you or that you think needs to be changed. Communication like this so easily breaks down at times because there's no one there to help the communication along. And if you're in a relationship with someone that you feel you're just not communicating successfully, bring a third person into the situation. Someone who can be objective, someone who can be calming. Don't be afraid to go to your parish priest or to another trusted individual who can sit down with you and can simply help the two of you to communicate. It's as simple as that. I've often recommended also to couples who need to talk out difficult matters that they go to a public place like a restaurant or a diner, for example, where they can sit at a table and talk things out between themselves. And the benefit of that, of course, is that the fact that there are some other people around has a calming effect. You're not going to stand up and start ranting and raving and throwing things because it would be quite embarrassing for that to happen in that public situation. It brings a calming effect, and sometimes a lot of successful communication can happen there that might not necessarily happen in the privacy of your home. Above all, I invite you today, whether you or someone you know is having difficulty, let's pray together for all who are married. Let's pray that the grace of God will strengthen them. Because at the time of marriage, husband and wife are not the only one making promises. God Himself makes a promise. And the promise is no less than this. All the grace you will ever need, all the help that will ever be necessary, I will be there to give it to you, no matter what trials you have to go through. My promise is that I will sustain you and I will help you to be both faithful and happy. We thank God for the sacrament of marriage, and we pray for all who have taken this sacrament that they be filled with grace and blessed with fidelity.